Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We have some guests in here. For you, start off with the metric of the week with Monster Hospital from their third album, Live It Out. And we have two guests in the station. Why don't you introduce yourselves? You're on mics 3 and 4. Here we go. I actually remember to turn it on this time. I forgot last time.
Hello.
I'm Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
Hello.
I am mic check. I am the epic tall guy. Let's go.
How are you guys doing this week? Do you have any midterms? Do you have any announcements to make to all of these people?
No midterms, just a regular amount of homework.
Shout out to the Tufts ski team.
And Tufts rock climbing team, for that matter.
Shout out to Tufts anime club.
Let's go.
It's wee party. Okay, wait, hang on. I should put this on. Here we go. Perfect. We have a lot of music. We've got requests from these people. We've got... We've got music. I hope you guys enjoy. I will talk to you in a sec.
There's a man to the left with beer on his breath, with his hands in a bowl of nuts. There's a lady in a hat with a Siamese cat and a really, really bouncy butt. All the kids are prancing, laughing, dancing, getting their ducks in a row. It's gonna be a big night with halogenic lights and a super duperific glow.
Demons. Pipe down.
We're here tonight for a very special offering. An offering of our spirits this evening in unison. But first, a word of instruction. Hello. Please leave all your belongings at the door. You can sit or stand, we could take a vote, and just tiptoe to the center of the circle while we unveil the ropes. Still a little room left to hang your clothes. Some of us are new here, we'll take it slow. Ready, set, go. I lock hands with yours. We dive into the floor. When we reach the core, then we stomp some more. I lock hands with yours, and then we dive down into the floor. Except for 1,000 miles till we reach the core, and then we circle back and we stomp some more. Got it? It's just like that. Your partner's like your life, then you turn your back. You glide across the space and diagonal pass. Then you kick and you jump and you arch your back. You move your hips and your arms like a cat. Spin 3 times on your back where you're at. I'm starting to catch what any of this is about. No? Well, work it out.
I'm a body from morning to night. Dance low pad and I'm feeling alright. I'm a body from morning to night. Dance low pad and I'm feeling alright. Out of body from morning to night, dance low pad and I'm feeling alright. Out of body from morning to night, dance low pad and I'm feeling alright.
Okay, you slide like a lizard, park like a crab. Eyes dilated, dark to the grass. Then when you find you're invisible, you melt into a puzzle, keep it flowing like the rivers do. You gotta pay attention to the motion of the fish. Stay within the school or you're surely gonna miss. And if you lose your way, it's the cold black abyss. Don't take the chance, not worth the risk. Real and true. But tonight is a special occasion. And all that's left for us to do is move.
Christian radio show. Not Christian.
No bad words allowed.
No bad words.
No swearing on this Christian radio show.
Not Christian. Yeah, it's not. With that, we have... I wish I actually had the other song first, because it would have been even better. Oh, I think... Why did this... For whatever reason, this didn't ID correct. Like, I know I typed in one song, and it's coming up blank, which is very interesting. But anyway, first we had, I see why. It codes. That's weird. Okay. That's interesting. Anyway, okay. For after that, we had Super Duper Party People by Ali X from her newest album. It's super new. It's Cape God. This song, I have been waiting for this song to release for about 4 to 5 months now. Because that got played at a Charlie XCX concert. Ali X opened up for Charlie XCX. She plays the song. She's like, it's not going to be released yet.
A lot of
yet.
X's right there.
So many X's. I wish there was someone with, like, start with a B. What?
And O's?
No, surprisingly, between the both of them, there was no O's.
It was a joke about the song X's and O's.
Oh, wait.
It was
wait.
A really funny, super original. High level.
We're too high simple, level Patrick. Comedy.
We aren't, yeah, we're not.
We don't have galaxy brains like you do.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah,
I
big
don't,
tall man is a simp, so.
What?
What?
You're not up to date with the terminology.
I don't think we can explain that on public radio.
I don't even think I know.
You don't want to know, Rose.
I am become boomer at this point. I had to get my my anime club does tech support now because I can't do it anymore. I literally had to go and be like, hey, how do you rotate this photo on my phone? It's like stayed like horizontal. And they're like, are you serious?
Now you use Microsoft Excel.
That's kidding me.
Excel's got a lot of functionalities, okay?
That's true. I did, like, I probably have my internet. If someone, like, looked at my internet history on my, when I was working, half of it was, how do you do this on Excel? Like, it's just so much.
I think my mic's not working. Mic check.
It's
mic check. Oh, this is a lot better.
Yeah, go for that one. All the mics are on. I've decided to just hedge my bets on all of them.
All in or nothing.
Yeah.
It's call back to the Adidas campaign.
It's nerf or nothing.
Well,
oh no.
Nike did their like risk everything campaign with their soccer cleats, and then Adidas came out with their campaign and they were like, all in or nothing. And it was like, that's so much worse.
That's when then you told, like, they were like, hey, don't copy my homework, but don't make it look too obvious. That was basically what happened, but worse.
Yeah, it was when they were making the transition, like, the Flyknit materials. So they had, like, the sock kind of cleats that were coming up.
Oh.
They were cool.
Oh, that's actually
they
were fun.
They gave me really bad blisters.
Oh.
But I still wore them.
Did they? Because they looked so cool.
They looked really cool, and they were really nice. They had a really nice feel. And, like, I just taped up, like, my entire foot. It took 20 minutes to put on my cleats.
You just got a mummy foot going on?
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh,
no. It was rough. Yeah, first world problems.
Oh, no. Okay, so weird fun fact. Also, now, okay, the second... So, first of all, AliEx is performing in the Middle East at some point. I didn't see when. All I want to do... I'm trying to ID the next song, which is... Demons by Kim Petras from the first I don't know what album this came out with, but it was Turn Off the Light Volume 1. Allegedly one of the songs on this album features Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, which is a very pleasant surprise for me. Have you guys
of Elvira?
Have you?
I have. I don't remember when or why. I just remember the name.
And not just from me.
No.
Okay, that's like the best part. She is a horror personality, one of my favorite movies of all time. Now, the people in the audience can't see this. I recommend going on your phone, not if you're driving, but I want you to look her up.
On your internet device.
Yeah, on your specific internet device.
You have Google Car Auto. You can say, okay, Google, look up this photo.
Is that a good idea?
I heard the new Teslas make fart noises.
No, don't.
I've heard there's like a function. Like
normal
that,
cars make fart noises, but electric.
But it's like
electric cars don't make.
Yeah, she was in Adam's Family, right?
No, that's Morticia, and I very much appreciate.
I can see why you appreciate it, Rose.
Yeah, stop. But no, I definitely recognize her.
She's got her start on public access television, making fun of very bad, low budget movies.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her own movie, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. There also features a poodle. Wanting all to know that.
This is your favorite movie, then.
It is my favorite movie. If anyone, I will sit anyone down to watch it. Be careful around Halloween season, because I'll just like scurry up to people and go, gosh, we got to go watch Elvira. It's a great movie, but I got a 49% on Rotten Tomatoes, so let's go.
It's better than 48.
Exactly. Better than 42.
An inch of progress is still progress.
It's 100% in my heart. But anyway,
keep telling yourself that, Dan.
Oh,
I do my best.
Oh no. The next one was Gorillaz with Out of Body, featuring. There's a lot of features on this one. It's Kylo Kish, Zebra Katz, and Imani Vonsha from their Humans Deluxe Edition, What I'll say about this is that I don't really know much about Phase 4. Gorillaz has four aesthetic phases. The one everyone likes, I think, is Phase 2, which is, like, Demon Days and stuff. And I think Phase 3 is Plastic Beach, when, like, most people listen to
Gorillaz. What was the one with the windmill?
Demon Days, okay. Phase 2.
Okay.
Noodle is still the best character, I think. I don't know if you guys have a preference between the band members.
Hard to say.
The other one is, who's a bass player?
Noodle's pretty good.
Yeah, that's Noodle. Was the...
Was Davey 504 the bass player?
Maybe.
Probably not, because he's a YouTuber that plays bass.
No, definitely not. I was bass. About to... Well, yeah, it is Noodle. I thought you meant, like, the person who plays Noodle. Like, you know, because that's probably, like, a something, right?
It might be, like, a something. It might not be, like, a something.
Yeah.
And that goes for pretty much anything.
Thanks.
Senior wisdom.
Oh, I forgot about senior wisdom. No, okay. That's a scene. Oh, senior wisdom, power move. Power moves through food, a tutorial. So today I had four classes. And normally the time I get to consume food is either before 9 a.m., between 11:45 and 1:30, and after 4:15. I had a midterm from noon to 1:20. So, and I didn't get up until 8:30.
Oh, Lydia's here. I'm going to let her in, all right?
Oh, wait, oh, she's actually in.
Yeah, what? I'm gonna go downstairs and get her.
Oh my gosh, yes, please get her. Oh my gosh, I didn't think she'd be, like, here.
Thank this God we got rid of that guy. Jesus.
Oh, no! No!
I heard that.
That was the point.
No! So, okay, I didn't, so...
He's a nice boy, I like him, but I just like to give him a hard time.
Yeah, he's a good one. Oh, gosh, we're getting a call even.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I gotta put on music now because... Oh, wait, he's not... Okay, wait, I have an idea. Everything's happening.
Themselves what happened last time that, say, was in the constellation of the moon. To the astrologer for the New York Post, compromise will help ease tension. Well, maybe. It's sort of vague.
Soon, welcome back,
on what,
everyone.
Rose?
On the Small Cactus Radio Hour, DJ Tolstoy at 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Test Reform Radio. I'm Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
Wolfman.
Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. Wait, did you?
Oh,
see
there's a remix of that.
Yeah.
It's actually, all right. There you go. Good job.
You did it.
Proud of you.
You guys are like the most. You know what? I'm putting my headphones on. Look at that. You've now influenced me.
I'm an influencer.
There you go.
Congratulations.
So, as you may or may not have gathered, we have a new guest in here. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. Should I have a secret name or my real name?
Whatever you want.
I tell you one and you don't know if it's my real name or my secret name. My name is Lydia.
That's the real name.
How do you know?
I guess I don't. I haven't
do
seen
you have an ID?
Yes.
It could be fake.
I'm not going to show you.
So I'm guessing it's fake then.
She could be a charlatan.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I could be. Could be a...
You don't know if I am. You don't know if I'm the real DJ Tolstoy.
You could not be.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
I just stole some, like, poor freshman's identity, like, all these years back.
Well, you know how to operate a record player, so I'm guessing you are the real DJ Tolstoy.
Is it that hard? Is it that boomer to, like, know how to operate one? Is this... I mean,
just by watching you operate it, it's like you operate it differently than the way I would operate it. I would have broke it. So
broken it.
Oh, no. We do actually vinyl tutorials on volunteer days. Not that you are a DJ, but I'm sure if you snuck in one time...
How do you know I'm not a DJ?
Because I have
your
a whole list.
Mixing skills are whack.
Whack.
That's catch how me in my I basement know. Going.
I have actually a list of every. I know how to get into the list of all our DJs. I have two actually. I
why
can
do you have two lists?
We have what if there's a secret society of DJs?
The Shadow Council of DJs.
the pirate radio station.
There is a pirate radio station around here. It's like this...
like actual pirates?
Like squatter station or like...
Yeah, like they hijack like transmissions.
That's pretty cool.
Like singing pirate songs and...
You know, I kind of wish.
A pirate station that plays pirate songs.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Or they just only play the Pirates of the Caribbean theme and that's it. just that on loop.
And they hack into other stations.
Yeah.
And then they just play that and then you know, oh no, the pirates have gotten me.
That would be hilarious.
That's good. It reminds me of like, what was that one hacker, something poodle, that like would take over YouTubers in the mid-2010s? It was like Angry Poodle.
I don't know.
Took over Leafy is Here for a hot minute.
Oh, Leafy is Here is a throwback and a half.
Yeah, isn't it?
See, there's a
little boy with no chin.
Oh.
The FCC does actually take those pirated stations very seriously. There was one guy who noticed a bunch of people using their phones on their morning commute, so he installed a cell phone jammer in his car. So all of his like everyone
so
around
nobody
him
would crash in.
So no
it was
one,
like it was like a what was it like a 50-foot radius or something.
Yeah, but the problem was he drove by an airport on his way to work each morning. The airport noticed like, hey, we're getting communication
and it was also
problems.
Like they could just see just a black circle traveling like every day the same route.
And
like, I wonder who it could be.
Yeah, exactly.
The poor dude got jail time, I believe.
There was one that got a community member was telling me about a light one that got their license taken away because what they did is that they wired. So I guess the thing about an antenna or, you know, they plugged basically their signal into some railroad tracks and had the signal conduct itself all the way up.
That sounds like a not good idea.
It extended the radius like a couple, like a bunch of miles outside of what their designated thing is.
Those are used for other things.
I know.
What happens if a train runs over it? Does the train start conducting their signal?
That's a good question.
I don't think
the train starts bouncing in rhythm with the beat.
I think they got taken down within 24 hours.
Aw, that's a shame.
Is it?
I think it is. I would want to see what could happen with it.
No, that's
what
true.
What if it's a new potential of radio transmission?
That's true. Oh, yeah. Epic Tall Guy. Why don't you talk about the song you requested?
Oh, yeah. So the song that I requested is, believe it or not, composed by the Epic Tall Guy, who happens to be me.
What?
Unless that's my fake ID, who knows?
Show me your birth certificate.
Yeah, it needs to say Epic Tall Guy or I'm
what
mocking.
What if I wasn't spaces. Born in the U.S.?
No spaces.
But I was a U.S.-born citizen, though.
Oh.
Either way, I composed that music over winter break. It's called Warm Winter, because the winter in Abu Dhabi was very warm.
Hint, why? He may live in Abu Dhabi.
Maybe.
Sometimes. Who knows? Not
maybe.
Me, that's for sure.
Oh, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I only know pizza that I bring into stats classes.
Power moves only.
The face he gave me, I think, was my favorite I have ever gotten from a single teacher.
That's a story for another day.
ES2. Wasn't it with you? We showed up late to ES2, and I had Chipotle, and you had pizza. We just walked in late
probably.
With our food and started eating it.
I also...
It's a very nice lecture.
Yeah, I would like say I had the really wacky text tone.
Yes.
I still have it.
Oh.
The one that goes, ha!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I would have it on blast. I would like turn it off a vibrate and I'd look at like the group of seven people next to me who I knew. I'd be like, my vibrators off.
No, no.
And then we would all start texting him, and Brian Tracy would just kind of be...
I would, like, try to switch it off before I could get the text.
Oh, no.
That would be a challenge.
It was like, a fun game to play.
That's a real challenge.
There were a few moments that just you heard a very loud noise, and the entire class was very confused and laughed. It was a good time. Is that another call?
I think it's on the... Oh, gosh, there's another one.
Another one.
So
popular.
Okay, first, Cats of Corpse, special discount, Pall Mall, Bad Snacks, Liftoff, Neat Tape 1. I'm putting on more music. We'll be back soon.
I don't want anyone to feel this way.
Here we go. Hope you enjoyed. We have now actually two requests in the hopper now. We got another shout out to DJ Tuesday, who's now listening to.
On a Tuesday.
And also shout out to David. He's sick right now, so send all of your well wishes to him. They are two people who've been on the Small Cactus Radio Hour before, but they've called in, so shout out to them. First, we had Patrick's pick. Tell us about your pick.
It's just Every Chance We Get We Run by David Guetta, featuring a few other people.
Like Tegan and Sarah?
Yeah. I have, no idea what David Guetta has done recently. I think he's dropped off the face of the earth.
I agree.
Which I respect.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like he was very successful, and he's just like, I'm just gonna go chill.
I mean, memories.
Are you Googling him right now?
Yes, I am. Of course I am. Because sometimes what's worse is that, you They're find dead. Out they know.
Oh.
I wasn't going there. That is worse.
R.I.P. our boy Avicii.
Oh, yeah. He died in a... But sometimes you just realize that they have been... He died in a what?
No, he said he died in a... And then he said butt.
Oh, he died in a car crash. Yeah.
No, yeah. He committed suicide, didn't he?
Really? Wait,
yeah,
hang
Avicii.
On. We need... Oh, okay. I might be...
It was all three at the same time.
No! All right, Avicii.
I just remember Daisy and I were sad sophomore year.
Yeah, it was suicide. Oh, no. Aww. Yeah, he was such, a influential electronic musician. I think there was a time which you couldn't escape Levels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great song. It's just, he was just everywhere.
It was unavoidable.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Avicii. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a fun song. It's off of an album I got from him that I got purely for one song because it was an album exclusive. That was She-Wolf. And I kind of explored the album. I really liked that song as well.
She-Wolf? Wait.
She-Wolf is a good... It's a very under... It's not very well known. That's another banger.
By Dave... Oh.
By David Guetta. Oh. And it's featuring Sia.
I can choose that
I believe.
As my song.
Oh, wait. But we already did David Guetta
yeah.
this hour.
Oh. Then I'm not choosing that as my song.
I'm pretty sure it's Sue. I need to double check. But anyway, David Guetta's fun. I listened to him a lot while I played Halo Reach, so.
There it is. Oh, that's good.
Good
nostalgia.
Memories. Yeah.
Next one was Give a Little Love by Pegboard Nerds. That's it's a single, but off the Beat Saber soundtrack, part 3. I've never played Beat Saber, but I do. I found out about the song today and I really liked it. I found it by accident. As I was lost in the SEC and found this song instead of my final. It's fine. I got there eventually. We have a request. You guys may or may not. I think you all were here for the certain theater outing. Oh, wait. Let's do a PSA first, actually. Yes. Lydia's got one set up.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
That's impressive that he fell straight there.
No!
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Oh!
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Do you guys
that
ever
is a
go
Renaissance photo in PSA?
Actually,
that is incredible.
There's a guy who looks like he's almost hanging from the ceiling.
He
with
does
a
look suspended from wires, as a ladder looks like it's just glued to the ground,
and also suspended
as,
from wires.
Yeah,
right.
It's off angle.
Maybe
it's pretty dynamic, though.
And
yeah.
He's trying to keep it secret.
Y'all should see r/OSHA, the subreddit. There's,
no.
people who use, ladders, and then they put, ladders on top of ladders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you get to higher places.
No!
Have you ever put a ladder on top of a step stool?
Yes.
No! No,
that's a step stool on top of a chair.
Ah! Yeah.
And then there's like there's like a ravine, and people put like a ladder horizontally across the ravine.
Yeah, it's a good little.
And they put like a ladder on top of that too.
Oh my gosh.
It's like they're making a house of cards out of ladders.
No, yeah. I hate this. I hate all of this.
It's pretty wonderful.
No. Oh my gosh.
There's also like,
I'm afraid of heights and ladders.
Like a corner, and they'll put like a ladder through the two windows across the corner, so it makes like a 45 degree angle.
No.
I feel like other things probably are misused more frequently than ladders, just because I don't have a ladder in my house.
We have a couple.
So what do you think is the most misused thing on the planet?
Like my Tufts house, not my house in Texas.
No. There's I'm not going to say it on public radio.
Safe answers only.
The stove. People get burned on the stove.
Is that like misusing?
I keep accidentally turning on the gas on a gas stove without actually meaning to turn on the stove at all, and it's a problem, and I'm scared of them because I'm worried I'm going to burn down the house.
Mm, that's fair. I almost, like, in my freshman year, I got into a stove incident. That was fine. We all survived. It's okay. But yeah, stoves. What else? What is misy? I guess like, stoves. But your purpose is not to get yourself burnt. But people seem to do it anyway.
Well, this is just gonna develop into the anthropology debate of what does that mean, and then we get nowhere.
So. Yeah. Okay. I guess. Well, we should probably. This might give
get
you
dunked
guys
on anthropology majors.
Boom.
What? I'm an applied math major.
That's
so we're not
more
dunking on you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, is it gonna be Cats music now?
Yeah, that's the request we got.
Spoil it.
You spoiled it.
It's epic tall
literally
guy.
5 seconds and she's about to press the play button.
Yeah, spoiled it.
Well, you spoiled it for everyone who can't see it. Oh, wait, let me check the shout pad. Us.
How many people are listening?
Let's find out.
Two?
At least one.
14!
Wow.
Yes.
That was 7 times what I said.
Hi.
Well, I was once one of you, and then I showed up here because I left something in Knoll up, and so I walked there in my pajamas, and then I was already close enough to here, so here I am.
That was a really good story.
I know for a fact we have one listener in D.C. right now. We're national. I'm like, no.
We could get an international. We don't know.
Yeah. Let me just fly back home real quick and turn radio on.
There you go. In about 20, yeah, I have to get on, what, it takes 24 hours to get home, basically?
Yeah, about. Including layovers and travel to the airport, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, getting a ticket.
Okay.
Super. It's not like you can do that on your way to the airport.
Like, you don't know what time the flight's gonna be. We can only check
when you're driving to the airport and figure things out.
How often are there flights to Abu Dhabi? Or
I honestly do not know because I want to say I book in advance, but my parents actually book in advance. So I mean, like, it's very expensive, and I love my parents, but I wouldn't pay like a lot of money to go and see them. So.
Oh my god!
Take that, the epic tall guy's parents.
Oh my god!
But if they pay me to see them, like, I'll take the free vacation.
Oh my god! All right, we're gonna
just kidding.
On that note, we're gonna go to. Yeah,
so I actually did spoil Cast because it was bored in 5 seconds.
Oh.
Hidden paw, for he's the master criminal who can't defy the law. He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard, the flying squad's despair.
scene of crime. McCavity's not there. There's no one like McCavity. He's broken every human law. He breaks the law of gravity. His powers of levitation would make a fakie stare. But when they reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there. McCavity's a ginger cat. He's very tall and thin. You would know him if you saw him, for his eyes are sunken in. His brow is deeply lined with thought. His head is highly domed. His coat is dusty from neglect. His whiskers are uncombed. He sways his head from side to side with movements like a snake. And when you think he's half asleep, he's always wide awake! No one like McCavity, for he's a fiend in feline shape, a monster of depravity. You may meet him in a by street, you may see him in a square, but when a crime's discovered, then McCavity's not there. He's outwardly respectable. I know he cheats. And his footprints are not found in any files of Scotland Yard. And when the lad is looted and the jewel case is rifled, or when the milk is missing or another pig's been stifled, or the greenhouse glass is broken and the trellis past repair, there's the wonder of the thing, McCavity's not there. The deed took place, McCavity wasn't there. And they say that all the cats whose wicked deeds are widely known, I might mention Mungo Jerry, Rumpelteazer, Griddlebone, are nothing more than agents for the cat who all the time just controls the operations.
The Napoleon of crime. Crimes discovered the
McCavity.
Crimes discovered then.
McCavity's not there.
We're coming back on. Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoy the one song. This was David's choice. McCavity by Taylor Swift.
McCavity's not there.
It's not there.
Can I please have some more?
I'm some more milk. You need some milk. This was from Cats, highlights from the motion picture soundtrack. We all saw Cats at the theater. That was a time.
It was a time.
Yeah. I don't remember anything from it at this point. I don't remember a lot of movies, so this is just the same. Also, guys, this has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Woofmo.
Woofmo, Tufts Bork Radio, 91.3. We let dogs... No, we don't let dogs into the station. But I would like
we
to.
We let their spirits come with us.
Yeah, especially Rogers.
Yeah, Rogers.
And with your spirit.
And also with you.
Do you guys have any... Thank you guys for coming. Do you have any final words for our lovely audience?
That wasn't a word. How? I'm gonna have to ask you to spell that.
A E U H or A E U G H.
Oh yeah, that's true.
A U G H. Oh.
All right, let's stop.
Yeah, I think that what we'll use to connect to the song as we get into the next one was DJ Tuesday's pick. I'm sorry, it might be get a little cut off.
Might get cut off.
Words good. Do words good. This will be a James Henry Jr. song. Thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy yourself. Take things one step at a time and stay hydrate. Hydrate or dihydrate.
I am a tall tree. I weep like a willow. My scars are hiding. My branches don't show.